Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is our own Rachel Bay, who covers state government and politics. Rachel, this dust-up with Governor Larry Hogan and the Democratic-controlled General Assembly over transportation funding has taken a new turn. Senate President Mike Miller fired off a blistering letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Ron demanding somebody's job. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so Miller sent a letter to Secretary of Transportation Pete Ron demanding that his deputy secretary, James Ports, who is a former state delegate, be fired. Ports was sending letters to local governments and local officials, basically demanding all sorts of information in order to ensure that their transportation projects remain funded. Miller called Ports' letters snide, false, and alarming missives. And he said that Ports was displaying basically an intentional misreading of the law.
And this goes back to that law that the General Assembly passed that requires transportation projects to be scored, right?
Yes, that's right. And so Ports was saying that in order to create scores for these projects, he needed information and he needed it now. Of course, Miller's saying that a more accurate interpretation of the law, and the Attorney General's office backs this up, is that the scores for these projects would actually go into effect next year. And so the department actually has quite a bit of time to develop a scoring rubric. So they don't need to demand all these studies and information about these projects right now.
Okay. And was there any response from Secretary Ron?
So there was a response from the Department of Transportation's spokeswoman, and she said that the department stands by Ports and he's not going to be losing his job. And also the governor's office reminded us that Miller has, as they put it, a long and very colorful history of writing impulsive but always rhetorically enjoyable letters, and basically said, you know, Port's job is safe.
Okay. Does this mean then that the governor may try to get the General Assembly to repeal this law come January?
So Governor Hogan is still pushing for a repeal of this law. And meanwhile, Miller suggested that the Department of Transportation, if they really have problems with the implementation of the law, they suggest amendments for the coming General Assembly session. Since the scoring system doesn't actually take effect till next year, they have time to put in some changes to help them implement the law better.
So then, as I understand it, Ports backed off, right?
More or less. He said that if the Attorney General and the members of the legislature say they have, as he put it, no interest in implementing their new law at this time, neither does the Department of Transportation.
Okay. Well, Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.